Blog Talk Radio.
It's me, it's the D-O-double-G, the road dog, Jesse James, and by my side, as always, is that B-A-double-D-A-double crooked letter badass Billy Gunn. Together we are the New Age Outlaws, and you're listening to the VOC Nation, and if you ain't down with that, he's got two words for you. Suck it.
VOC Nation provides live daily streaming shows where fans have the ability to interact with the hosts and guests by phone call, email, and Twitter. VOC Nation hosts include the legendary Ken Resnick, who you probably remember from the AWA and WWE, former WCW performer The Maestro, Wes Briscoe, who you probably remember from Impact, Brady Hicks, who you remember from Pro Wrestling Illustrated, former WWE and TNA star Shelly Martinez, and former Philly radio personality Bruce Wirt. VOC Nation's two most popular shows are Wrestling with History, featuring Ken Resnick and Bruce Wirt, streaming live on Wednesday nights at 9:30 Eastern, and of course, In the Room, featuring Pro Wrestling Illustrated's Brady Hicks and WCW alum The Maestro. And by the way, both of these shows take callers live during the show. What are you waiting for? Go listen live right now at VOCNation.com and subscribe to all of our podcasts by searching for VOC Nation Radio Network on your favorite podcast app. Oh, and follow them on Twitter, too, at VOC Nation.
Guess what? Yeah, you, I'm talking to you. Guess what? It's winning season, and winning season returns at MyBookie. What does winning season mean? Well, it means doubling your first deposit. Winning season means Survivor, Super Contest, and Squares. At MyBookie, winning season means hitting all your parlays and props with your feet up, watching your team trounce their rivals. Rejoice! It's time to celebrate the NFL season. You're going to go ahead and invest your intuition because you know you got one, and just use the code VOCNATION, all one word, no spaces, and you can double your first deposit. The new players get up to $1,000 in free play designed to add more excitement to your sports you love and the games you bet. And another thing that they have going on over there is you go from betting live to championship futures. Every play you want is waiting at MyBookie. It's simple. All you got to do is make your picks, you win big, and then you collect your cash. Doesn't that sound good? I think so. Make sure to use that code VOCNATION, all one word, no spaces, and you'll double your first deposit. Your winning season begins today, only at MyBookie.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're live and we are on the air. It is the morning after on the VOC Nation Radio Network. You can catch us each and every day of the week at noon, VOCNation.com. I know we had the last couple days off. The crew has been I had a day I couldn't make, and then, you know, every day it's something. Every day it's somebody. But I'm here, and I plan to try and be here moving forward a whole lot more, guys. So basically this show is just a real quick synopsis. At some point it evolved into this thing where we listen to Rat Boy drone on and on and on. That's not what I envisioned. I just want to talk about the news and get out of here with you guys. And that's what we're going to do today. Because tonight, guys, a very special edition of Monday Night Raw. They've actually planned a whole lot, WWE has, including the official return to Raw of Mandy Rose. She was traded as part of a storyline thing on SmackDown. The Miz and John Morrison trying to break up her and Otis. Just to mess with Otis. So that is the plan. Mandy Rose is going to be part of Raw, of course. Lots of great stuff planned for Raw tonight, headlined by a steel cage match between Seth Rollins and Dominic Mysterio. Non-title match between Drew McIntyre and Keith Lee. The Raw Women's title will be defended with Asuka taking on Mickey James and a Champions versus Champions non-title match. The Street Profits against Shinsuke Nakamura and Cesaro. Should be fun, right? I'm excited. I'm excited to get back into it and stuff. SmackDown, of course, drawing 2.26 million viewers, which is up quite a bit. And it is exciting to see. The numbers seem to be returning. Ironically, as football kicks in, maybe more people are watching Fox. Maybe it's the plugs for WWE that they've been airing during the NFL. I don't know. But things are continuing to look up for the company. Well, for some of the company, at least. Of course, number of agents and personnel let go late last week, including Mike Rotundo, who you probably know as IRS. He is the father of Bray Wyatt and Bo Dallas, and he is no longer going to be an agent. Also, Sarah Stock, who was Sarita in TNA for a little while, she's gone as well. It's looking like WWE is going to be moving away from live events for the immediate future. Certainly not with coronavirus and everything, but it's just looking more and more like that's the way it's going to be. Maybe part of their new business model will focus more on television content and less on non-televised events, which is where a lot of these agents were being used. I also wanted to mention that Barry Scott, the long voice of TNA, he's the guy that does those promos, and he did them for years. You know, if you check out like the beginning of a pay-per-view, it was Barry Scott's voice paired with all their footage introducing each and every show. That was him, and he was tremendous. I definitely feel for his family. Dixie Carter, the former president of TNA, said, where is what she said? She said, "I'm heartbroken to hear about Barry's passing. Not only was he an amazing talent, he was a true gentleman that I adored. You will be missed, Barry. Sending love and prayers to your family." Now, that's TNA. Of course, AEW, the early numbers out for All Out, and it looks like they're going to be in the 100,000 to 110,000 range. Significantly less than their TV show, obviously, but it's a pay-per-view. Not bad numbers, but also not nearly as good as what WWE is pulling with network subscribership or what they were pulling before the network. So AEW, I think it's a real real statement of how far they still have to grow. Speaking of AEW, of course, Rusev, he was talking about AEW during his video that he uploaded to YouTube, and he said that AEW is the best wrestling company out there. Fluff, sure, but exciting to see nonetheless that AEW talents are really happy to be there. And you're seeing the beginning of hopefully what's going to become a long and drawn-out war between the two companies that'll bring out the best in both. AEW has already scheduled 4 Dynamite tapings for the foreseeable future, so there's that as well. Finally, I wanted to talk about Carmella because WWE for a couple weeks now has been teasing the arrival of a mystery woman to SmackDown, and I guess one of the latest kind of teases revealed a tattoo that the fans know that Carmella has. So it's looking like Carmella, there's a good chance, or at least they're trying to dupe people, but it's looking like a repackaged Carmella, maybe back to the NXT look that she had, is what that's going to be. So lots of fans speculating about that. Of course, VOC Nation in the coming days has a lot planned, a lot of exciting stuff going on. If you just go to vocnation.com, you can check out all the great programs that are part of VOC Nation. We're going to have a huge debut next week. We'll give you more on that later. Today at 6 Eastern, we have a fresh episode of Wrestling with Problems. That's King David Lane and Chris Best talking about the problems in their lives and in wrestling and taking your calls as well, 914-338-1885. So there's that. Be sure to check out Wrestling with Problems at 6 Eastern. At 9 Eastern, the WCW Retro episode that aired last week, and at 11 Eastern this evening, a fresh episode of See You on the Other Side podcast. Tremendous paranormal talk as we build toward Tuesday. Tuesday, of course, Shelly Live at 6 Eastern and in the room. And we're going to be welcoming ECWA Super 8 competitor and World 1 heavyweight champion Chris Rockwell. You may not be familiar with him, but this is a guy who was on Raw Underground just a week or two ago, getting knocked out by Bobby Lashley. So it should be a good time. I'm excited to talk to Chris as we head toward the ECWA Super 8 tournament coming up this Saturday in Morganville, New Jersey, and I'll give you guys more information on that as well. I was going to get off the air, but I see right now we're joined by a legend, guys. We've got former WCW competitor and, of course, actor and entertainer and my co-host on In the Room, Stro Maestro. What's going on, Stro? How you doing?
Hey, Brady, how's it going? Good. Top of the week to you.
Good. Top of the morning. I see this thing back from Granny and Rat Boy. We're going to make this mean something. We're gonna make the morning after great again, Stro. I can feel it.
Fantastic.
I am only playing,
awesome.
Of course. I was saying before you got on. Next week we're gonna have a huge debut. I was telling you about a new program that's gonna be joining us. I was telling you a couple weeks ago, and everything is finalized. This program is going to be joining the network on Thursday nights. Briscoe and Big Ace is going to be switching time slots. So I will have more information on this in the coming days. We're actually going to do a huge reveal next week, so including surprise. Major surprise on In the Room we're going to announce next Tuesday night. So not tonight, not tomorrow night, but next Tuesday. It's going to be a great day.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
So what's going on with you? How was your weekend?
Oh, pretty good. Not too bad. Speaking of debuts, I was on the debut of a podcast last night called Wrestling Tonight. It's being hosted by Chaz Moretti and Dr. John Stamey.
Nice. Okay.
And I guess they're going to have it every Sunday night at 10:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So,
cool. I guess it'll be a matter of time
good.
Before Dr. John's hitting me up about adding them as well.
Oh, gosh. He's everywhere. Oh, my goodness. I can't keep up with him.
He's got a lot of irons in the fire. Yeah.
Yeah.
He definitely keeps busy. Stro, I was saying before you got on the air, this was a weird weekend for WWE. Certainly for the fans, it's exciting to see businesses starting to turn around. The ratings have been way up. They got more than 2.5 million on SmackDown, just on SmackDown last week. But at the same time, you got all these agents and longtime staffers and things getting let go. It's sad. It's Mike Rotunda, the dad of Bray Wyatt, IRS. He's gone. Sarah Scott, gone, and they're not the only ones. They're just the names that we know. We're talking their live event staff. I think they said they're down 90%.
Oh wow! That's
like
crazy.
Those are massive layoffs.
Yeah, and they, a lot of them are, like you said, are like longtime employees. You know.
Yeah, like Gerald Briscoe last week.
Mm-hmm. That floored me.
It's sad. It's sad. Yeah. It floors me as well. I wasn't happy when Howard Finkel passed away, but I'm so glad that he didn't live to see the day when WWE would have released him in this for sure. And he's been there forever.
That would have been sad. Mm-hmm.
You know, not that of it isn't sad, but apparently this coronavirus has changed a lot of things with WWE, and it's going to continue to do so. A lot of people are saying they might never go back to the live event business model. That's why they're letting all those guys go, just because they're going to try and make all their money off televised content now.
And on the other side of the spectrum, you've got AEW slowly letting people in from the upper balconies to their shows, you notice.
Yeah.
Strange times.
I saw All Out, and like my gut tells me it's not very good, but it's still a whole lot of people. All Out had 100 to 110,000 people order the pay-per-view, which doesn't sound that impressive, except that you think that each of those people probably spent $40 to $50 to order that.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, not everybody's WWE. Those numbers are certainly better. Like TNA, there were some TNA pay-per-views where, like, if it got below 20,000, they stopped publishing the numbers, and there were rumors that some of them were in, like, the triple digits. They'd get, like, 750 people ordering them.
Mm-hmm.
So 100 to 110,000 doesn't sound that bad.
No, not... Especially the times we're in right now. Oh, my gosh. I mean, did you hear about AOP being released?
I did. Yeah. They were last week, weren't they?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. They missed a real chance there. I know they were kind of teasing it, But I thought that they mishandled the whole thing. The match between them and the War Raiders, what could have been, the Viking guys at WrestleMania, mm-hmm. like they could have, what they should have done was put one of them on SmackDown and one of them on Raw and just had them tear through each other in parallel like they used to do with John Cena and Batista or John Cena and Randy Orton. And then when you bring them together, you know, you do a huge program with that, and it would have been great.
Right, you would have had something.
You really would have, and because they both had a lot of momentum as a tag team.
Speaking of Ivar, he's, man, I'm praying for him, man. He's still hurt. I guess that possible neck injury again with him.
Yeah, they were saying a stinger, but stingers can be pretty serious, so.
Yeah. Man.
It's sad.
You see the sister Abigail, Alexa, did the other night at SmackDown?
I heard about it. I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, yeah.
I heard that she did she did it to Nikki Cross. She took her down with that move.
Right, yeah. On the outside of the ring, yeah.
I'd let her do it to me.
I guess she's going to go full throttle with the whole Bray Wyatt Fiend thing.
I you know what? It's an opportunity to get her on TV. I know a lot of fans are going to be disappointed because it's going to be a whole different look for her, but I think it'll be good. I really do because she was definitely getting stale, especially as a babyface, so this will be an opportunity to kind of do something different. It's ironic because Bray Wyatt...
You think she'll become Sister Abigail?
I don't know. I'm leaning more toward like he hypnotized her at some point or something like that. Maybe.
Yeah, sure looks that way.
Yeah.
Sure looks that
like
way.
I like whenever someone says Bray Wyatt, she just goes off into that stare that he does, you know, like the Fiend.
Yeah. Oh, I mean,
you think they'll turn her into
it's
a Fiend?
Got me interested.
You think she'll wear, like, a clown mask at some point?
If they do, I'm interested in just seeing what kind of mask they give her. Hope it's something cool, not something like, you know, sometimes
not,
they create something that's kind of off the wall. Yeah.
It's probably going to be, and what I keep hearing, and it makes sense, I guess, a little bit, I don't know, with that movie coming out, because they're going to have another Harley Quinn-type movie coming out. Not the one that you're doing, but another one.
Oh,
and apparently...
It's a Suicide Squad sequel, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, like, I'm guessing that's the route they're going to go since the Fiend is basically like a demon merged with the Joker, kind of?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm excited to see where it goes. I'm got my interest, though.
I am, too.
Sure.
I am, too. I think it's going to be good. It's ironic because she's turning heel and... I know, I've been using those words a lot. I don't even like to use them. She's been bad. Like, she's turning bad. And Bray Wyatt is technically a good guy. It really, I don't know if the writers are confused or what's going on, but the whole thing just seems like topsy-turvy.
I'm confused at times watching it, so I'll be honest with you. So, I can only imagine.
It's kind of like the Attitude Era when everybody was like, the same. There were no, like, good guys. I remember, as Jim Ross used to say, the good guys don't always wear white hats.
yeah.
It's just funny. It's just funny.
Great stuff. I am digging the Roman Reigns, Paul Heyman dynamic.
Well, yeah, and I think I said it years ago. I thought that turning Roman Reigns was really what he needed. Because his character just did not, his persona didn't have an edge to it. It was just so
mm-hmm.
much, and John Cena could have benefited from this too, to a certain extent, although he was so popular that I don't know that I would have done it. But with Roman Reigns, like, he needed what happened to Edge to happen to him. And I think this is the best thing, really. Like, Edge, at one point, he was really good and he had a lot of momentum. But his persona just needed that extra layer. Do you know what I mean? And you can only get that sometimes by being a bad guy for a little bit. And so he's going to come out of this better. He really is. I think he's going to find his voice in this. I think.
Yeah.
Traded, right? To Raw.
Yeah, yeah. And she blames it on The Miz. They're trying to make an angle out of it.
They're doing it like they're trying to get Otis to focus on the Money in the Bank briefcase. But the truth is, apparently, they're trying to steal it off him, and they just want to mess with his head. I'm just glad to hear they remembered about the Money in the Bank briefcase, because I just kind of assumed with Otis carrying it around dancing that they forgot that he had it.
Right. Oh, my God.
But Mandy Rose
playing
Raw. Do you think we were saying this probably 4 years ago. Like, do you think that there's a chance that they're actually going to get behind Mandy Rose and try and push her as something?
I wonder.
She's exactly what Vince likes.
Yeah, I wonder how she would do in the Raw roster of women, you know what I mean?
Well, I'm thinking there's a lot more women that can kind of mentor her, you know? You got Natalya, you got Mickey James, you got Asuka, you got Ruby Riott could certainly help her. I think, look how much she's helped Liv Morgan.
Right.
There's a lot there, you know? And you got her, you got Peyton Royce as an up-and-comer. They could have a rivalry. There's a lot they could do.
I'm still getting over the breakup of the Iconics. Oh, that broke my heart. I love
Me
that too.
Team. Me too. You know what that's not? That's not Iconic! Actually, I was thinking about it, like what the trade would be. What's SmackDown going to get? Because they keep trading it away for future considerations. They give Raw the house every time.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. I think SmackDown should get Billie Kay. It'd be a chance for her to take a break, do her own thing, and maybe get behind her a little bit.
That'd be a good idea.
I think so. I think so. Now,
hopefully
before we get out of here, I
did
want to...
SmackDown.
Well, that'll be either that or a dance contest, you know?
Yeah, dance contest.
But just you wait, because Halloween's coming up, and you know that they're going to have either a costume contest or a sexy nurse battle royal. It's coming up. You know it.
It's inevitable.
It is, especially on SmackDown. I wanted to mention, before we get out of here, Barry Scott, the longtime voice of TNA, he's the guy that used to do those fantastic bumpers at the beginning of the pay-per-views in their weekly show. Just hearing him talk about AJ Styles and Chris Daniels and Samoa Joe and, like, their intros back then, and I'm talking, like, 04 to, like, probably around, like, when Hulk Hogan came, as I think when they kind of stopped using him as much. But just so iconic in a way. Barry Scott was great. And I always kind of thought he was a guy that WWE really could have made use of.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. What a voice.
So.
What a voice he had.
One last thing before we get out of here. Do you know what the best wrestling promotion in the world is?
Jeez,
right now.
What do you think? Oh, the suspense is killing me. Do tell.
Well, according to Miro, who was Rusev, AEW has surpassed WWE on every level.
Oh, wow.
Even though he basically debuted as a comedy guy on Wednesday and hasn't done anything yet.
He's the best man.
Yeah. He said, I am in the best professional wrestling promotion. And that's All Elite Wrestling, baby. He's great. He is great.
Jericho's taking credit for the promo that he ripped, that he did, that particular promo.
Really?
Yeah.
That's funny. And speaking of Jericho, before we get out of here, kind of a viral thing. It went viral to a certain extent, I think. And one of our listeners created it. It was a screenshot of Chris Jericho banning Ray Bogus our co-host in the room, from watching all episodes of AEW and AEW Dynamite and Dark.
Great.
He's under suspension until further notice. Thank you, hashtag demo god. If Jericho did that, it would be amazing.
It would. Oh, my gosh. That's awesome.
Yeah. Well, I think that's going to do it for today, Stro. Did you have anything that you wanted to plug on the way out?
Well, just, you know, just pretty much what you just plugged, like in the room and
yeah.
Seamus plug for quote unquote my bookie.
Yes,
my bookie. Yeah.
Good.
I like
my
it when Shelly does it.
Different. Oh, we're gonna play that. I got it up here now.
Awesome.
Hey, you. Yeah, you.
Yes.
I gotta record a better one now. a couple quick reminders, everybody. So today, Wrestling with Problems, 6 Eastern, King David Lane and Chris Best talking problems. Taking your calls, 914-338-1885. Tomorrow night, Shelly Live, 6 Eastern, 657-383-1666. That's Shelly Martinez, TNA, WWE star, taking your calls as well. And 9 Eastern tomorrow night, In the Room is back. We're going to have independent wrestler Chris Rockwell, who was part of the Super 8 tournament, coming up this Saturday in Morganville, New Jersey. Chris is going to sit down with us for a couple minutes. And he was part of Raw Underground a couple weeks ago. You might recognize him because his face is part of Bobby Lashley's forearm right now. So be sure to check out Chris Rockwell tonight, or I mean tomorrow night, and lots of great stuff. Be sure to check out ProWrestlingTees.com/VOCNation. Lots of great shirts there. Don't forget to go to Apple and leave us a 5-star rating and a great review there. And don't forget to go to Podomatic and leave us a like and a subscribe. Last of all, don't forget my bookie. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
Guess what? Yeah, you. I'm talking to you. Guess what? It's winning season, and winning season returns at my bookie. What does winning season mean? Well, it means doubling your first deposit. Winning season means Survivor, Super Contest, and Squares. At my bookie, winning season means hitting all your parlays and props with your feet up, watching your team trump their rivals. Rejoice! It's time to celebrate the NFL season. You're going to go ahead and invest your intuition because you know you got one, and just use the code VOCNation, all one word, no spaces, and you can double your first deposit. The new players get up to $1,000 in free play designed to add more excitement to your sports you love and the games you bet. And another thing that they have going on over there is you go from betting live to championship futures. Every play you want is waiting at MyBookie. It's simple. All you got to do is make your picks. You win big, and then you collect your cash. Doesn't that sound good? I think so. Make sure to use that code VOCNation, all one word, no spaces, and you'll double your first deposit. Your winning season begins today, only at MyBookie.
Hey, this is Total Package, Lex Luger. You're listening to the VOC Nation. Don't miss out.
Check out In the Room
every Tuesday night at 9. Listen in.
Pro Wrestling Illustrated's Brady Hicks, former WCW star Stro Maestro, Kathy Fitz, Matt Grimm.
And you and Ray are there too, right, Ray?
We sure are, and we've got great guests like Lex Luger, AJ Styles, Taku, and more. It's a heck of a party. Plus,
I didn't get thrown off buildings.
And then
I didn't get pregnant either.
Sometimes I think it gets so ridiculous.
We were getting into like snuff film territory there.
In the Room.
9 p.m. Eastern on VOC Nation.
Wrestling with History, the voice of choice, and Killer Ken Resnick.
When I die, they're going to open me up and find about 2,000 undigested Northwest Airline cheese omelets.
Mr. Chris Cruz, what's going on?
Jesus, how did I get roped into this?
General Adnan went to school with Saddam Hussein.
He cried, I cried, he cried, and who could have cried?
Adnan lost a lot of family in the Iraqi war.
Everybody loves Granny.
Wow. Yeah, see, a lot of people don't know that.
Yes, Taylor, you guys are busting me up.
Catch Wrestling with History with Ken Resnick and I live on VOCNation.com Wednesday nights at 9:30 Eastern Time, or listen to the podcast by searching VOC Nation Radio Network on your favorite podcast app.
Stadium.